Cat Williams, Keira Knightley, Shia LaBeouf. What do all these stars have in common? You can catch impressions of them Sunday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. James III presents Inside the Impression Studio live and live streamed at the UCB Theater in L.A. If you're in Los Angeles, come join us in person, or you have up to at least a week to watch the live stream. See L.A.'s top impressionists from TikTok, Comedy Central, USA, and more. It's going to be a wild time, boo-boo. Sunday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Inside the Impression Studio live and live streamed. Go to ucbcomedy.com.
What's up, folks? This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Preseason football is underway and college football is here, so don't miss any of the action this season on Prize Picks. Now, listen, I am a Washington Commanders fan, and I'm not scared to say it, baby, because our team didn't suck last season. We about to be outside this year, and you know what? We may go deep in the playoffs. I'm not saying the Super Bowl. We may go deep, okay? We may go deep, and I'm excited because we're making moves, making plays, all right? And I think we got it, baby. You might even see me with a little maroon and gold walking around California. You know what I'm saying?
I am not going to argue with that. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in and win up to 2,000 times your money. Ooh. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon. Patreon City.
We don't do lines for this, but I would probably do. There's a lot of little fun ones like this. Is how I like my pancakes. I like them like this. Like them all squished up like this. Squish them up like this. Then I put the syrup on like this. And it, you know, just that scene. I like that.
Did you like that line? Because that line felt so random.
I liked it. Well, by that point, there were already so many moments where it was just like,
sure,
he would just have a random kind of rebuttal.
Yeah.
Like that one, even I was like, yeah. By then, I was accepting all of them.
True. It felt like the director was like, okay, we got the script, we got what's in the script here, but I don't know. We want it to be a little bit funny. So Eddie, if you mind, just can you do some improv in the pickup? Gerard's not here to hate on how great that was. But
oh, the really pick, that's the title. See, here's the thing. I've been paying so little attention. I didn't even catch it because you could have asked me what the title of this movie was, and I would have said, you know, the one where they, you know, the armored truck.
True. The title of this movie is so bland. Which is usually fine, I guess, but like sometimes you're just, yeah, like when a movie's also forgettable. I'm not saying this one was. I won't say what I thought about this movie until we move on to initial thoughts.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, but what could it have been called? You know, the armored heist, armor.
Yeah.
Ride along. The
armor
the
heist ride along.
I don't know, but
yeah,
the pickup just.
Yeah, because it's. Yeah, anyway, it's okay. And that's, you know, this is the world that we. This is the world that we live in. And again, you know, this is a Patreon. First of all, thank you all to all the Patreon subscribers and Red Circle subscribers.
Yeah,
and
thank y'all. We appreciate y'all.
For those who are listening to the teaser, guys, it's only $5 a month. And then you get to listen to us give kind of like unfiltered takes,
yes,
you know, on movies. And
this is where we get Eddie Murphy raw. This is where we get delirious when in our reactions to stuff. Mm-hmm. And we just go, you know, we just get it all out there. There are no more specials for me to pull from, sadly. That's the old, those are the only two specials I could reference. I wish I could reference more specials, but I can't.
Are those really the only comedy specials he has? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
It's also just wild that somebody could be that. I mean, the amount of fame Eddie Murphy achieved in that short period of time is kind of insane.
Can I say, I've said this probably said this before on the podcast, but something that really infuriates me is during one of Chris Rock's specials, he talks about everyone that lives on his block, you know, and how, you know, and he talks about like everybody that lives on his block and how, you know, you had to be, you know, one of the best. You know, I think it's like, I don't know who it is, but it's like Jay-Z, one of the best rappers to ever do it. Eddie Murphy, one of the best actors that to ever do it. And then he goes, and then me, I'm a pretty good comedian. Okay. And it just makes me mad that he doesn't refer to Eddie as a comedian. He defaults to actor, even though at the time Eddie was not doing, you know, stand up anymore or whatever, but it was just like, just feels intentional to say one of, you know what I mean? To be like me, sure, comedian, Eddie actor, you know, Jay-Z rapper, whoever.
Yeah, and I kind of, also Eddie was a comedic actor, but the amount of time, like he wasn't a comedian for that long of his life. I mean, certainly now, you know.
Right, but at the time, I would say that maybe 50% of his career at that time,
sure,
at the time of that special, was like, it was comedian, comedic actor.
Right.
I don't know. It just felt like a unnecessary.
No, I get that. Listen, today, this is a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. Now, we used to have this stipulation that we did major motion pictures because, you know, we were like, whoa.
But that hasn't.
The idea of it, I just want to let people in on. The idea of it was like,
okay,
well, we didn't want to do indie films because they weren't being seen by a mass audience. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, of course, like the indie world could have a lot of Black actor leads, but is that happening? Sure. Are the kind of major movie studios doing that? Now, of course,
sure,
the movie industry has changed so much. We've talked about that. If you've listened to our podcast, I mean, in the 10, by the way, we've been doing this for 10 years. And again, we have not really actually celebrated that in a proper way, but it's insane. The movie, like the film and television industry has changed so much in these past 10 years. It's pretty wild. We went from Oscar so white to this diversity bubble to this weird pandemic place. And now diversity is over. And illegal, I
now
think.
Now we had Oscars better be so white. Oscars better be so white. That's the new hashtag.
Yeah.
That's the truth social hashtag. Oscars better be so white.
Meanwhile, you know, franchises and sequels have not only dominated, they've completely taken it. It's so rare that you get original films. And then when you do, sometimes they're just straight to streaming. They're streaming video on demand. And yet these movies do have a bigger budget. And that's kind of a movie we're going to be talking about today. We're doing the pickup. That is my dog barking in the background. That's just going to happen sometimes. This is an Amazon movie. It's the second Amazon movie we're doing back to back. It is directed by Tim Story. You know him. Huge comedy movie director. He, of course, directed The Barbershop, Think Like a Man, Taxi, many other films, The Blackening. It stars Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson. I think it's okay to call. Oh, and Kiki Palmer, of course. Yeah, I was about to call it a buddy like movie, but I guess it's not because it's like it's almost like a trio, even though Kiki's part antagonist. And okay, so obviously no box office, and Wikipedia doesn't list a budget. I'm curious to know what the budget was, because I'm sure they put some money into it, especially with all these names attached. Also, shout out to my friend Ismail. He plays Miguel in the movie. I went to NYU with him. He's an incredible actor. He's been in so many things. He was in like the, I think he was in one other movie we did, like the like a Gina Rodriguez movie. Anyway, this film currently has a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. 28.
Okay.
Audience.
That's the critics.
That's the critics. Audience. You want to know the audience? Can you guess the audience?
73.
39. Not even close.
Damn. The audience was like, this trash too.
Audience said, rotten.
This trash too.
Rotten to the core. Which is, look, we've talked about it so much. Well, should we just get to initial thoughts?
I guess.
You want me to start? I'm so sad. Yeah, go ahead and start. Go ahead and start.
Jonathan Raylock.
James III.
Drum Milligan. JD McGinn.
Cat Williams, Keira Knightley, Shia LaBeouf. What do all these stars have in common?
You can catch impressions of them Sunday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. James III presents Inside the Impression Studio live and live streamed at the UCB Theater in L.A. If you're in Los Angeles, come join us in person, or you have up to at least a week to watch the live stream. See L.A.'s top impressionists from TikTok, Comedy Central, USA, and more.
It's going to be a wild time, boo-boo. Sunday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Inside the Impression Studio live and live streamed. Go to ucbcomedy.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.